It was an incredibly sad day for the music and entertainment industry yesterday with the passing of Michael Gudinski, the founder of Mushroom Records, Frontier Touring, and a lot of people wouldn't even realise how Michael had affected or influenced their lives because he is responsible for so many music acts, not only the music they created, but also the performances, the concerts that you went to see. He was larger than life, a passion that was just electrifying and so proudly passionate about Australian music. He was also a friend to so many, and I think that was seen yesterday. He touched, affected and befriended so many people, including us. He was a good friend of the show, and I had known Michael personally for 20 years or so, and he was beyond generous. He gave you everything of himself, and of a very, very sad day. And we're thinking about his beautiful family, because above all, he was a family man and he loved his family intensely. His beautiful wife, Sue, and his kids, Matt and Kate, and his two granddaughters, we're thinking of them all. He was also a staunch supporter of the Fox, again, right behind anything local. And he has left a gaping hole in this industry and a lot of people mourning him today. We are about to play a beautiful package that's been put together to celebrate his life, and it's voiced by the wonderful Barry Bissell, a longtime radio presenter here on the Fox back in the day. And then we're following it with a song sung obviously by Jimmy Barnes and Cold Chisel, which really captures a lot of the emotion of Melbourne today, mourning this wonderful man, Michael Gudinski.
Hello, I'm Barry Bissell. You probably know my voice from the Take 40 Australia program, but today it's truly my privilege to honour someone who's had such an incredible impact on the Australian and, in many ways, the world's music industry.
Memories of a life that's been loved.
Chances are you don't realise just how much this one man has influenced you through the music and artists that he's backed with vigour and tenacity, and also through the live music and the massive concerts that he's championed and supported.
The way I've lived my life is you always look on the bright side of life.
God took you back, he said, hallelujah, you're home.
Michael Gudinski passed away at his home in Melbourne on Monday night. He was, and always will be, one of the legends. And he was key in shaping the Australian music industry.
It's just something when you look back, the volume and the amount of tours that we've done, it's quite breathtaking for me. It's just something that really has archived such a great part of Australian music history.
Michael was Melbourne born and bred, founding Mushroom Records and Frontier Touring in the 70s. His foray into live music entertainment began as a student at Melbourne High. I'm pretty sure he was only 16 when he did his first gig at Ormond Hall.
I was offered a job by the biggest local dance promoter at the time. You got to understand, at that time, Melbourne was raging, whether it be Broadmeadows, Frankston, Ringwood, Ormond, Box Hill, St Kilda. It was vibrant. There was gigs at lunchtime.
However, Michael's journey wasn't to be a high school scholar.
It was about September. My parents were in Israel. They were away for a month or so. And I have no regrets, good on you, but the minute my father got home and I left school, I was thrown dead straight out of the house. That was mostly the right thing to be done. It certainly made me realise that I'd made a serious commitment, and the journey began from there.
That one act of pursuing a life dream meant that you know every word to this.
I left my heart to the devil's round kissing.
And this. And Michael's vision through Frontier Touring meant that the world's biggest artist had a home and a mate here in Australia.
Ed, are you aware of what we're about to do?
Going to Hanging Rock. Have you heard of Hanging Rock?
I went to Hanging Rock last summer, yeah.
Oh, I checked it
I went,
out. Did
yeah. But Michael Gudinski has been going on about Hanging Rock for ages, and it is beautiful, but he's like, this is going to be international news. And like, we had to Google it, like, we don't know.
Watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
If you remember the Sunbury Festival, you must be nearly as old as me. Or if you've seen Ed Sheeran live.
Please sing as loud as you can.
Or Cold Chisel, Maroon 5.
Thank you so very much.
Kylie, Elton John, the Foo Fighters.
We're going to
do something we've never done before at a Foo Fighters show.
Or R&B Fridays Live, it was because of Michael Gudinski's never-ending drive.
There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes.
And you don't need to look too far to find people who are as passionate about Michael as he was obsessive about the music and the people that he loved.
Michael Gudinski here, the chairman of the Mushroom Group. Boy, I can't believe the Fox has rocked for 40 years and there's been some fantastic memories. Some of the great riots and fun at the rooftops. In the early days, the gotcha calls, I certainly got, but all in good fun. May you guys just keep on doing it in Melbourne, for Melbourne, and to Melbourne. Good on you.
I know for a fact that Michael was loyal and dedicated. A devoted and doting husband, father, grandfather, and a great friend to so many people, me included. He had the ability to achieve the unachievable against insurmountable odds. But ask any artist, any roadie, any manager, any DJ, in fact, anyone who loves music, Michael Gudinski was larger than life.